And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Standen, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standen.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to very busy, busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have the man that sells fun in the studio here, Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. We're going to be talking fun and good times on the water, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today is going to be a great day. We got the guy in here today. You talked about having fun. This is a guy that likes to have fun all the time.
Finally, we have Southern and summer in Southern California.
Boy,
right?
You're not kidding, man.
Yeah, and it's perfect timing for Ron Lane. Good morning.
Hey, Ron.
Good morning.
Yeah, great to have you.
Well, it's good to be here.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
Every time I come in, business picks up.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah. Turn that mic like this.
Yeah, so you get like to tell right everybody about all the good stuff coming out.
Yeah. So a lot of good stuff happening at Fastlane right now.
Yeah. Well, we've been really busy.
Yeah.
I was kind of amazed. I didn't think it would be, you know, so, like, we normally have a kind of it gets going, it gets a little busier, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
Well, we hit the boom early.
This time it just went boom.
Yeah. And it's hard to get product, so that makes it more stressful. So I think it maybe we feel like we're busier than we are just because we're stressing to make sure we have everything.
It's crazy, everything at Fastlane, like, every product line everybody wants, you know, like, it's you know, like you were saying, the issue is harder just getting enough stuff for everybody. Like,
well, I know you go through that because, you know, on your tackle shop, when the tuna start, when the bluefin are here, watch out, world.
Yeah.
There's a line.
And then that's what's going on at Fastlane. The weather's great. The fishing's great. The product now covers spans everything, whether you're a cruiser, a fisherman, a hardcore fisherman, a casual fisherman, a travel fisherman. Like, now there's something for everybody. Like, there's nobody, you know, that doesn't have a killer something at Fastlane.
And one of the things that's really been fun for us is watching all the families go fishing.
That's cool.
Dad's taking their kids out on kayaks. They're putting seats in the back. And in fact, the kids that work for me, they always have a bunch of buddies. Well, they can't afford more kayaks.
Right.
They just put them on the back. Cool. And here's these big strapping young guys going out fishing off of these little plastic kayaks, and they're just having a ball. Oh, I love that.
That's so cool. So there's new stuff coming.
Wow. Finally.
Yeah.
And
Hobie, you're very impatient because they've been bringing out a lot of
stuff.
Well,
I'm so spoiled to be the Hobie dealer.
For a long time, they were just like going crazy. With
you them. Go to a ICAST show or you go somewhere and they have two or three new models and they're all, and I'm going, oh,
and they're all killer.
It's exactly what I want.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll take 20, you know, and now it's like been COVID sort of knocked everything crazy. Got too busy then not, and then, but right now they call me up and they go, hey, we're going to have a new product. And I go, you what? Good. And they go, and it just shipped. We have the prototypes and we want to do a photo shoot. Are you in? And I go, yeah, I'm in. Bring them down. Let's go. So last week, the new boats hit on, I think it was a Wednesday. Okay. We were out on them Thursday.
Awesome.
Already rigged and ready to go. And so we motored out off of Point Loma and we tried them out. And there, naturally, they had a photographer in the water, you know, watching the mirage.
Killer shots, sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the thing they wanted to show was, you know, things are trending in the kayak world. And I can't talk about this boat yet because they're going to be introducing it at ICAST.
Sure. We know the drill this time of year.
Yeah, and so.
Which is like 2 weeks away.
2 weeks, yep.
Yeah.
And so I said to the guys, I go, well, I got to talk about it.
Yeah, I can't say nothing about it.
And Pete and Ricky are going to be prying.
I go, yeah. Don't kid. You better watch yourself. We're going to try and get it out of you.
Yeah, so I called up the office, and I talked to Mark Johnson. I go, Mark, I got to talk about this. And he says, well, you're going to have to talk to the – so I called the head rep, and he says, okay, you can talk about it, but not much.
Okay.
You can't say
all
it
right,
is.
So we get what? So get to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, spill the beans, buddy. Yeah. What are we doing?
Well, I got to tell you, if you are familiar with what we do, where we show up and blow up,
right.
We're fishing the Sierras. Now, last week, the guys that work for me spent the whole week, I don't think it might have been 10 days, but they were down in Abriojos fishing those mangroves. They surf all morning, then go fish the mangroves. Jeez. And their cat, you know. Just.
And you said they're going to call in this morning.
I hope so, Well, they left for Catalina last night with those same boats.
Oh. You
know, they got the I-9, the I-11. And you know who they're going to be? They're fishing with your friend Mark Wheeler.
Oh,
from Encinitas. They're going to take their skiff over and meet Mark Wheeler at Catalina.
How fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, they're always somewhere. So I said, hey, you guys should call in the show and talk about the Mexico trip. Give us the Baja report on the mangroves.
Yeah.
And there's been lots of fly fishermen going down to that area. There's a lodge there called the Black Bass Lodge that has – he bought a bunch of kayaks from me, and it's supposed to be pretty cool. I haven't been there to fish it yet, but I would love to go. But we'll have Logan and Dylan calling in this morning and talking about the mangroves and how good the fishing
is. But they were on the older – or the current – the current version.
Well, if you're familiar –
We're still trying to get out of you. What's the new version?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to –
You realize who you're sitting across the table from right now, right?
Yeah, I do. And I told them that this was going to be like this. I'm going, you guys, you don't understand.
Like interrogation, right?
This isn't the first vendor that came in to the Let's Talk Hookup show. They know how to get me in trouble. So what we've been doing is just all kinds of fishing. And those knuckleheads took off with six guys, two trucks.
This is on this is the Mexico trip.
And they had all these inflatables. And they had
I-9s, I-11s.
They were fishing all over the place, and they learned a couple of really cool tricks to do that maybe we can ask them about the techniques they used there. But that's one thing. Now the Sierras is another, fly fishing and fishing off of inflatables. You just show up and blow up. And
I've been throw it in the back of your truck, your car, or whatever. And I've carried them on airplanes too. I've checked them in as luggage on various airlines.
So to make the I-9 under 50 pounds.
You just take a couple of the items out of the bag.
What did you take out?
When I drove up to Montana, I took the Mirage Drive out just because I knew that was going to make it way under 50 pounds. But if you just take out a few simple items, it goes to 50 pounds. I mean, it's only weighs like 54 pounds with all the stuff in it, 55 pounds.
Right.
So you don't need to take much out of it. So, but they check it in just as a regular piece of luggage.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, Ava took the I-11s that were over 50 pounds to the Midwest.
Yeah.
And she had it all down. That's right. She
but
paid
I'm just
that.
Saying, you don't, on I-9, you can check it in on an airplane. And if you took a couple of the items out just to make it under 50 pounds, put it into your regular luggage. Check it in as a regular bag.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's so you don't have to pay the overpart.
That's awesome. And then when you get there, you throw it in the rental car, and you got a fishing machine right with you.
You got a fishing machine wherever you go.
Yeah. I love that.
It's pretty cool. But the nice thing about that is that if you're driving, of course, which one would you take, the 9 or the 11?
Well, I have both.
Yeah.
And we've been trying. This is the question we get every single day. Which one should I get? Well, I like them both.
Yeah.
And what do I like about them? Well, I like the 9 because it's smaller, real easy to put in smaller places.
Very nimble.
And when you're on the boat, it's just as stable, it's just as fast, and just as comfortable.
Cool.
Those are the three.
It is amazingly stable.
Yeah.
Amazingly stable.
So when you imagine a more stable one, I guess I could say that.
Is that what's coming?
Yeah, that's what's coming.
A more stable one. And can we say that it's one built specifically for anglers?
I'm not sure we
can
say
that.
but maybe you could say that.
But it's built specifically for anglers.
Well, and the coloring of the boat. Wouldn't you, if you were doing that, I'm just saying, if you were doing that, wouldn't you make it less bright? So that you could be more
stealth,
yeah.
Or we could call it more fishy looking.
Yeah,
there you go.
So
now let's be clear. Ron isn't saying anything about that, but Pete sure is saying that it might be something that's just
and it's going to be
driven.
Like a
now. And when we talk like about
it's
anglers,
a little bit bigger, like 10 foot and 12 foot instead of 9 and 11.
You'd want to slot them if you were making them. I'm pretty sure that's what some.
Yeah.
You know. Now
if you were doing it.
Yeah.
Well,
but let me ask you this, Ron. Okay, the new ones are coming up. Introducing ICAST, probably available in the fall. Are the I-9, the current I-9, I-11 still going to be available?
Ooh, we're struggling with that. But I think I heard a little bright spot for next month that we should.
You're going to get a new shipment.
Yeah.
And you're out of I-9s.
Yes.
But you have a very few I-11s in stock.
I think we have probably three or four.
Yeah.
And those would be the, the latest greatest.
Yeah.
Ones.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be getting Lynxes. You know, that's funny. We always talk about Outbacks and pro anglers and all the big stuff.
Bad.
And you know what's been trending is light.
Light.
I guess none of us are getting any younger.
Well, there's a lot of young people.
I know
can
I'm
lift
not getting any lighter.
And lift it. Yeah, a lot of young people can throw. Or you have facilities that you can get a pro angler and put it on the top of your car and not have to lift a lot.
Right. No. We just did that yesterday. And the guy was blown away. We just put one up on a car rack, a truck rack.
Right.
And he goes, oh, I had no idea. And he had the old Outback for years, and we put the new one up, and he just slid it up, and he goes, oh.
Easy.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking, he had an Outback for 20 years, and he didn't know how easy it was.
Yeah.
So, sometimes if you're struggling, just come see the boys.
So do you have any links left?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
That's and what. So describe the Lynx, because the Lynx is a super, super cool Hobie Mirage drive kayak.
Yeah, and if you were, if most of us want lighter, most of us want
stable,
nimble, like you said.
Yeah.
So the Lynx is basically a boat that they copied the idea of the I-11, the old I-11. Then they came out with the iTrex.
Yeah.
Has the same really comfortable seat, has the same rudder system, and it's a boat made out of different materials. It's not thermal form. You make a thermal form one, you're talking 60, 80 pounds. That's just what kayaks weigh.
Yeah.
They had to be strong and to have the features, they weigh that much. So we wanted a boat, and we kept saying to Hobie, you got to build one lighter, lighter, lighter. Well, that company in France makes AceTech. AceTech is a way to build it with foam center,
okay,
fiberglass, and then thermal forming over it. So it's very light. We're talking on 40-pound hull.
Wow.
So the Lynx, guys are loving that thing because it's easy to put on top,
wow,
of your car. It's like putting a big,
sure,
it's like putting a stand-up paddleboard on your car. And so it's light like a stand-up paddleboard, but it's got a comfortable seat and a really efficient rudder system.
How far has comfort come in the boats that you sell over the years? You know, it blows me away every time I go in there, like how comfortable the seating has gotten. And then also like how far down the line that has come. You know, like maybe you expect it out of the biggest, baddest flagship boat, but I mean, the small sit on top,
right,
easy.
No, that's
to deal
exactly
with,
right.
It's crazy how deep into the line that comfort has gone to.
And Hobie committed to it early on. So when they switched to the new lawn chair style seating, they went across the board.
And so, and that's the thing is one thing. If you have an old style kayak,
come demo a new one.
Demo a new one. You're sitting in a lawn chair. Your seat does not get wet. You
right.
stay dry on the boat. So stable, incredibly stable, and nimble. And then you take away the paddle, and you're using your legs and power.
Well, yeah.
To go places.
Yeah, it's funny. People ask me all the time, how much do you use the paddle? I said I use it all the time. Sometimes I fend off at the caves in La Jolla. Sometimes I, you know, will slap the water to get rid of a seal or
exactly.
a sea lion, you know. But I don't really paddle anymore because it's just not as comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's still a good workout. I love activities that disguise our exercise with fun.
Right.
Or otherwise, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I know we went out surfing together this week, Pete, and it was so good to get out and get exercise.
Yeah.
But we were actually surfing.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's fun. And so other fun things that you sell there, you sell a lot of the accessories to go.
Well, let's talk a little bit about accessories back on that subject we can't talk about. If you were building a new boat, if you were going to make a new line, a new... Yeah, well,
yeah, that's the one we can't talk about, the 12 and the other.
So if you're going to make a new one, you would probably want to put the ability to put trending accessories on.
Of course you would, yeah, right?
You know, and there's so many kinds of fish finders and transducers and things, so you'd have to be pretty tricky.
Right,
yeah.
But
yeah,
they were. I mean,
yeah,
potentially. Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
So what you're saying is allegedly the new inflatables built for anglers that are coming out in the fall, introduced in a couple of weeks at ICAST, going to have like places that you can mount transducers and accessories.
Well, if I was,
areas.
You know, if I was designing it, I'd be looking at what are they doing to them.
Yeah.
And the guys I fish with, now I got to tell you, if you want to see a decked out I-9, you got to check out Chris Minix.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. He's got,
Live scope
on it, yeah.
Motors
on an I-9.
On I-9.
So bad.
Oh, and he loves it. He loves it. It's yeah. light. He fishes it all the time. He goes exploring little lakes around everywhere. You know,
because it's as easy as you said it was. You can throw it anywhere. You can throw it in the back seat of your car if you wanted. You get there, you blow it up, you go, and you have a fully capable rig.
Well, and Chris has Lynxes,
mm-hmm.
but these are half the weight of a Lynx.
That's crazy.
And Chris has Outbacks and Pro Anglers. He's got them all, sure. But he uses the I-9 the most.
That's cool.
So speaking of Chris, if you're out there, Chris, I'll sell you one right now.
What, the new one?
Well, I can't talk about it.
But you could sell one.
Heck yeah, I'll take a deposit.
Take a deposit when they come in.
We first come, first serve, right?
Yeah. But as you can hear, we have a great. I mean, there's so many different models that we talk about inflatables a lot, just because that's kind of the hot subject right now. But there's so many different models that Hobie makes, and then the fishing accessories. We haven't even delved into that, but there's a lot to talk about.
Oh, so much, and it's so much fun having Ron in here and talk about great timing. I mean, with this incredible fishing going on inshore and offshore and down south, it's just going to be a great show and a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. We are standing by at the fan to grab your call. Again, 833-288-0973. Or send us a text. I was just looking at lots of great texts already coming through for Ron. Everybody knows the drill. And that drill is, if you want to send in a text message, the only way to do it is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's easy to find. It's the only way to text into the show. And it's a great way to listen to the archive shows as well. If you missed a great tip from yesterday's show, you want to go back and listen, you can. If you enjoy listening to Let's Talk Hookup later in the week on your drive home, that's how you do it, through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, it's the only way you can text in your questions to Ron. When you do today, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your question is all we need, because if you're the big winner at the end of the show today, we want to make sure to get you that prize. And what a prize it is today. And a huge thanks to Ron and the whole Lane family for making this happen. And a big thanks to Jared and Hayden. One lucky caller or texter, and as always, that's decided by the coin flip at the end of the show, is going to win a $200 Salty Crew shopping spree at Fastlane.
How cool is that, dude? Yeah, and Jeff is standing by at the fan right now. Take your calls, 833-288-0973. He's ready to go, and there's lines open.
That's it, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be reading catch reports. We got text messages and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedro Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
more. This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun. Pete's already just peeled away poor Ron, the onion of all the things that, you know, he was so careful. Well, okay, we really can't talk about this. We really can't do that. And then just Pete, as always, just goes for the jugular, man.
Yeah. So
we're excited.
So I want, first, before we continue, I want to throw out a big happy 85th birthday to our good buddy Castman.
Hey.
Richard Carlson.
Oh, wow.
Today.
Happy birthday, Cast.
Of course, from Cast Tours. Castman, still rolling.
You clearly said something incorrect there, typoed. You said 85th. I mean, there's clearly no way that's a thing.
He's 85. And he's still going strong. He's like, he just got back from Loretto. He just got back from Bay of L.A. He just got back from here and there and traveling like a maniac.
Man.
That's a secret.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Castman. Yeah, we miss you a lot for sure. And we got a guy on hold here. I believe it's Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Oh, there he
Chris
is.
Chris Minnick.
Were your ears burning?
Ron,
yeah.
Pete, Rick.
Ron's been talking about you here and all your gadgets. You're the gadget man.
Well, okay, so here's the deal. I own three i9s, all set up to do the same thing, but kept in different locations since I operate out of three different places currently. I'm able to pedal my i9 at 3.25 miles an hour with the transducer in the water. I can get 3.5 miles an hour.
Wow.
If I lift up the live scope transducer. But I'm being passed by these guys that are motorizing all their kayaks. I mean, they might as well be putting, you know, small block Chevy engines in and everything. the way everybody's going. So if I had a wish list for Ron, it would be that you figure out a way for me to go faster than 3.5 miles an hour, and then I would be the happiest camper on the planet. I'd sell my youngest child to you for such a... And if I had the i9 that would go that fast. I have a Bixby, which is a great trolling motor, but the problem is I have to pull out the Mirage Drive and then put it in the Mirage Drive, and then I can only control it with a hand controller. I can't pedal anymore, so it makes it more difficult to fish. So I use it to go from one place to another, but it's still only at maximum speed, pushes me at 3.25 miles an hour. So
well, there's something coming, though, right, Ron?
Right.
That might work on an inflatable.
Well, okay, so...
You're about to be in so much trouble. I'm sorry.
So, no, I don't know if I'll really be in trouble.
No.
So, we were talking about if you were top-rate engineers, and the guys up at Hobie have blown my mind for years. I want this, and then they come up with that, and it's even better than I wanted. Well, we're in that situation again. So, if you were looking at all the things that you could add to an inflatable, wouldn't you cover those bases?
You would sure think so.
Sure.
And I got on the boat last week. I was blown away.
You got to try the new one.
Well, they were doing a photo shoot, so naturally, you know, I'm driving the boat. I'm going to take you in right after I get done. So So I was on the boats. I was watching my guys on the boats, listening to them, and they fish them as much as anybody I know. Maybe not as much as Chris, but nobody does that. And but anyway, that would be what you're talking about, Chris, is something that's on everybody's mind. It's a feature that's trending, and they knocked it out of the park.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. It is exciting.
Oh, hey, Chris, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why do you choose the I-9 over the I-11? It basically both
weight.
Inflatables.
Weight.
It's weight.
Weight and size. I can keep the I-9 inside my Sprinter van, which is at one of the locations.
It's not really a Sprinter van anymore. It's more like an I-9 shrine.
Mobile.
I-9 shrine.
Yeah.
Mobile fishing cave.
It's a mobile fishing platform.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I am going to bring in Logan Downing, who works for Ron, and you know him well. Good morning, Logan.
What's up, Logan?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Great. We have Chris Minnick on the other line. We have Ron, Pete, Rick. We're all conferencing here. We're all kind of having fun talking about Chris Minnick. Is Chris Minnick the ultimate gadget man or what?
Oh, yeah. He's got the most set-up inflatable I've ever seen, for sure.
That's cool.
Style.
Yeah, for sure. So you were just talking, Chris, about that it's just the I-9 is more portable.
Here's the basic deal. Okay, so I can afford any of them, and I own all of them, although I loan them out nowadays, the ones that I don't use. I can sit in the chair. I'm an old guy, as you all know. I'm trying to preserve function. I can sit in that chair for 9 hours.
Yes, without, that's
now,
awesome.
I'm not able to stand up from the sitting position. While a kayak is out in the water, that just, my balance isn't good enough to do that the way the young guys do. I see young guys in I-9 standing up all the time.
Sure. Go, Logan, you stand up in your I-9, right?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is that it's so comfortable. Now I do put, in all honesty, I put a small piece of foam cushion, one of those kneeling things that you use for gardening. I put that on the seat because my rump has less padding nowadays than it used to.
Makes
but
it more
comfortable. I can sit for 9 hours.
Wow,
that's 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
and
without standing up once.
And you're 80 years old.
I am.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you just had a knee replacement.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Got a brand new knee.
Yeah. How about that?
Huh? Last time I saw Chris, he looked in better shape than I've seen him in years. So,
yeah.
No,
well,
he used that as motivation.
Yeah, and that just shows you the Hobie seat that they designed is super comfortable and something
you can sit
in all day long.
But the other thing is that just how light and modular and portable. What I'm hoping they're going to do is improve my opportunity. I mean, if you can imagine, I've been desperately trying to figure out how to motorize it beyond the Bixby so that I want to get up in the speeds that these other guys are passing me by on their small block Chevys.
Ron, are you taking deposits on the new inflatable Hobies?
Well, that's so funny because when I was on this photo shoot with these engineers, you know, we had Jim Zarnowski and Mark Johnson, which you've had on the show before. These guys are really good at coming up with new things, and they knocked it out of the park, and I was very excited. Logan and I were sitting there at the shop trying to figure out how to get all these boats on my boat and six guys.
Yeah.
we all motored out. I mean, we took my skiff out, and the Groms, I call them, Logan and Dylan, they were out doing Mach 5 in these boats. I mean, the only way you could do that is if you had the ability to put so read between the lines here, guys. I can't really say it, but the ability to put on what you want, Chris, is
if you could add to the three 3.5 miles an hour I can pedal, I would be in hog heaven.
Well, hey, right.
So Chris, how many do you need?
Yeah, you're about to be there, buddy.
Chris, thanks for joining us this morning.
That was fun, Chris.
Appreciate you joining us, and thanks for keep it up, man.
Yeah,
keep
it
rolling. All
so,
right.
Chris, before you go, Chris, should I put you down for one?
I want the first one.
I'll take that
as
the
first one, and then the 15th is my second one. I won't take the first two. That wouldn't
there
be
you
fair.
Go.
But I want the first one.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, Logan, so you guys just got back on an inflatable, magical tour of Baja, right?
Oh, yeah. Ron was calling it a surfing safari the other day.
Wow.
We went pretty far down, and we put a tandem, so the I-14, the iTrek 11, and the iTrek 9. So three full fishing kayaks, six surfboards, all of our wetsuits, fishing rods, all of our gear, in the back of my buddy's truck. And we went all the way down and fished a bunch of mangrove systems down there. And it was pretty insane.
That's
it was
so cool.
Really epic.
Wow. And where did you start?
So we started in La Bocana and then worked our way south. So
wow.
Pretty fun.
What a cool trip.
Got a bunch of grouper and halibut. And
so when you guys were telling me stories about that, Logan, tell me about the trick you were all excited about. You and your brother on the same boat. You didn't even have to talk. You knew what each other were going to do. And I guess you guys were fly fishing and regular fishing in those mangroves for
catching grouper in the inflatable in the mangrove.
And they were talking about the ability to they talk about that trick you were telling me about.
Yeah, so since the inflatable tandem that Dylan and I were fishing off has two drives, my brother would have the front drive in reverse, and then mine would be in forward. And so we were fishing pretty tight to the mangroves with swim baits, and once we hooked up on one, they want to pull you in there pretty quick. So I'd be like, oh, I'm on, and then Dylan would start backing up and then get us out of the trees and pull the fish and the bow out of the sticks, which was pretty fun.
How
cool
is that?
Tactic we had going. Yeah.
So, in that area, and that's, there's a lot of tidal flow, right? How did the Hobie kayaks handle that?
Oh, they handled it great. It's definitely a bit more of a workout, but if you time it with the tides, it was super mellow. I kind of made it my personal mission since working at Fastlane to just push the inflatables as far as I physically can. And this one day, we pretty much timed it the worst you physically could. So the wind was coming at us and the tide was coming at us, and we made it back with the Mirage Drive. So it's pretty amazing to me that even happened, because it was probably like at least 5 miles an hour current wind combined.
That's
like
cranking tide and wind, yeah, for sure. So
it was like a river.
So your tips, if somebody wants to do that, it sounds great. I mean, you could do this down Bay of L.A., La Bocana, anywhere along the Baja coast, Gonzaga and stuff like that. Do you have any tips for people wanting to do a Baja excursion with inflatable Hobie kayaks?
I get turbo fins because they come stocked with the normal fins. So turbo fins is nice for kicking long distances. And then I don't know, I always like having a buddy with me. It's always fun, and it's always nice to kind of share in the memories, and then it's also nice to
buddy
with someone on the tables.
So, Logan, last year you guys went to Bay of L.A., and you've been to this location twice. Which did you like better?
Bay of L.A. was pretty amazing. We caught some yellowtail from the beach, and then caught like a 40-pound white sea bass off the inflatable, which is pretty epic. I don't know. I think they're equal right now for me.
Okay.
I like fishing the mangroves because I kind of grew up fishing calico bass, so I'm kind of a bass nerd, and the grouper in there just are like souped-up calicos, and it's just really, really fun. And then Bay of L.A. just we just caught bigger fish. So it was kind of like a trade-off between fun inshore fishing versus kicking farther in open water for kind of bigger fish. But
so you documented these trips. How could people check those out?
Yeah, so they're all on our Instagram. You'll probably see my face on there a bunch. And then also on our YouTube channel, Fastlane FC on YouTube. So you can come check that out if you want to see what I'm talking about. And, yeah, I mean, I've been fishing off these things for, like, 4 years, and I had them in my dorm room for a while because my parents were in Tahoe, so I stole them from my parents. And right now I'm actually sitting in the tuna tower of my dad's boat, and we're at Catalina doing a little skiff trip with them for the weekend.
Nice.
You guys.
That's great.
Nice. How fun.
I'm kind of addicted.
Yeah. And, you know, the cool thing about Logan is he's your guy, does a lot of the rigging and sales and such like that at Fastlane. Go in and talk to Logan because he's, if you want to do trips like the adventures like this, Catalina, Baja, whatever, go in and talk to Logan. He'll fill you in. And
you know, when you're demoing a boat to see if that you want to try it, you know, you want to try the boat first, you're dealing with guys who use them. So Logan and Dylan, his brother,
Dylan's also working there now too, right?
Yeah, and they're on the docks showing you the products, and when you have questions like, well, how could I put a box on here to carry more rods? How can I do this or that?
Yeah.
Hey, they've already done it. We've already pioneered it. So it's great to have that kind of info when you're in that set it up or rig it, or maybe you want to fix the old one. The problem with fixing the old one is it's not a new one.
Hey,
down there, you can try a new one, and that might change your mind.
Hey, Logan, speaking of new ones, did you try the new ones that we can't talk about?
What? No. Yeah, we did. I did.
And what do you think?
They were pretty fun.
All right.
Oh, I loved them.
Yeah. All right.
So how fast do you think you were going? I can't really say on what, but...
Yeah. What was the time?
Faster than Chris's number for sure.
That's cool.
Wow. That's cool.
And what I noticed was the sound effects you guys were making as you were hitting those speeds. I heard.
Oh, yeah.
I said there was a lot of man screaming going on.
Yeah, there was man screaming.
Well, like Ron calls us at the shop, he calls us Frothing Grom, so that's what we were doing.
Well, you want to go visit Logan, Dylan, and the whole crew at Fastlane. Go see Logan, ask him questions and stuff. And, hey, enjoy your time in Catalina. You hanging out with Mark Wheeler over there, too?
Yeah, we just said what up to him last night.
All right. Well, tell him we said hi, for sure. And enjoy your stay, and thanks for all you do at Fastlane and all the great Instagram posts that you do. And, again, it's Fastlane SC on Instagram as well as YouTube, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
You're doing a great job, Logan.
Thanks, Logan. Keep up the great work. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
Dad. Yeah, phones are packing up. You want to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's jump into it.
You got it. How about we talk to John? He's calling us from Colorado Springs this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Man, your guys have answered so many questions for me. I would need a kayak that I could travel with, right? Well, my daughter lives in Colorado Springs, and I live in Texas, and my son lives in California, so, I mean, I'd probably do more airplane flights than I would ever do ocean miles, right? But to you, my question is, do you have to put those, like if I use it here in Texas or if I use it in California, do I have to register it in all states?
It's a good question. If you put a motor on it, do you have to register the boat?
So, yeah. In California, you do.
You have to have
it. Other states, I don't know.
Yes.
Super
easy.
I can
tell you in Montana, if you put a motor on something, you got to put register it.
Yeah.
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 So
and
most
that's
likely in
pretty
states,
easy.
Yeah.
What you do if you want to put a motor on is you call us and we send you the MSO, Manufacturer's Statement of Origin. You take that down to AAA and they just register it for you.
Yeah.
And in California, you have to put the CF numbers on it. Just put them on a plate. Hang the plate on your box.
Done.
Piece of cake.
Yeah. Easy. All right. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And again, that frees up 833-288-0973. Not only your opportunity to talk to the man, Ron Lane, but also your shot at a $200 Salty Crew shopping spree at Fastlane. When we come back, we got more of your phone calls. We got catch reports. We got a lot of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from 1.5 to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm geeking out over here over Pete's hand-tied flies, man. This got me fired. Talking a brand new kayak, maybe set up if you're a guy that really likes fishing, and a little hand tie fly action. Like I can see this.
Yeah.
I can see why you're in Montana every other weekend. Yeah, man. It's pretty cool too.
Trying to. Yeah. But anyway, Ron Lane, Fastlane Kayaks, talking some great kayak fishing, and now it's time to find out what's bite.
It sure is, man. It is time for the catch report today, sponsored in part by our great bros at Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle stores. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater, along with live bait. Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway in Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com. For more info, as promised, the catch report is going on right now, and we're heading out to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley is online. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there. Man, lots of good kayak fishing close to home here for Dana Point, guys.
Oh, no doubt.
Lots of guys on the water with
the motherland
those
for
kayaks. Absolutely. So some of those guys, man, they've got it dialed, too. They know exactly where to be on the right tide. And, yeah, some of those guys are just killers on those kayaks. It's good stuff.
That's cool.
So this week, bit of a slower week, you know, as we watched our water temps kind of slowly warm up. You know, we fished water this week. It was like 62 degrees to 67 degrees kind of by the weekend. So you can imagine things slowed down just a little bit as a result of that cooler water. And as, you know, the week went on, things did kind of pick up commensurate with that warmer water temp. So the calico bass fishing was decent, but it took a little bit more effort this week. Lighter line approaches, routine bait changes, making a good cast, all of those things made a big difference for our fishermen this week. So it wasn't just to pin a bait on and throw it over the side. You had to kind of be methodical about it and make, you know, make things right. Sinker setups at the bottom, saw some nice sand bass and more halibut. You know, again, this halibut stuff has been in play every trip. It's been a good deal, you know. Of course, we catch halibut all the time, but, you know, knowing that you have a legitimate shot at some nicer fish on any half or three-quarter day trip has been a good bonus. So good action on the edge of the kelp kind of as we progress on the fly line baits. The guys incorporated some fluorocarbon just to help with the bites. Hard baits on long casts over the leading edges of some of the kelp on the surface. Got some real nice calico bass this week too. The three-quarter day boats fished bass as well as the half-day boats all week long down there in the kelp off of Camp Pendleton. It was the same style of fishing as the half-day stuff, you know, just the same little nuances you had to make things work. And the water was dirty as a result of that big swell, you know, through our stretch here. So it was just a tactic change, but still plenty of opportunity to get those bites. Over at Catalina, the Fury was over there on some all-day stuff. Good bass fishing in some zones with the kelp there, a little bit of barracuda, and the Clemente was on the east end there in their morning. They went over there the other day. They had some yellowtail on that east end. Kind of smaller fish, like 8 to 15-pound stuff, but still in play when the conditions were right and the current was working in the right direction there. And then over at Clemente, the Fury is still good mixed bag fishing. Surface action on the Bonito barracuda, on the flashy jigs and the live bait. Bass fishing, the kelp has been improving over there, you know, 30 to 50 bass kind of per trip deal for them as well. And the yellowtail in the mix for them, I think they had one day with 8 fish, another day with like 4 or 5, and that fish has been like 10 to 20 pounds caught on a live bait, and I think a few were caught on the jig over there as well. So kind of just a little bump in, you know, what has been phenomenal fishing, but, you know, just kind of the deal. You just deal with what you've been served up and make a few small tactical changes. And things were biting just as well. So give us a call here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawharf.com or link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup page and book online. Make those reservations come out with us this week.
So weird how that water just changed overnight, right?
That wind blew, man, last weekend, and it just plummeted. Yeah, you leave the water on a Monday morning and it's 59 degrees. You're just like, whoa.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And that was like from like 68 or something, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, we were touching 70, solid 70, and then it just dropped. But hey, the fish is still biting. It's still kind of spawn mode. Yeah. It just had a little bit of recovery time, which is, you know, standard deal. So.
And that could change again tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah, we could see a 5-degree hit, you know, in the plus any day of the week. You know what I mean? So it's just is how it is. So.
Yeah, for sure. Well, great job, Willie. Appreciate it.
I'd say overall, I'll take a report like that anytime, Willie. Appreciate it. Glad to hear there's such good fishing going on.
It's been fun, so we'll ride it out and see how it keeps rolling this next week for us.
Awesome. Well, a great report. We'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Okay, have a great show. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, I have a great text while we're waiting for the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson.
Let's hear
call.
It.
And super good text from... it's from John in Huntington Beach. He says, good morning, guys. I have been on the in the market for an Outback for a while now. My concerns is putting it on the roof rack of my Forerunner. Can you recommend the best way to load it by myself, and do I need an aftermarket rack?
Yeah, we can help you with that. I mean, this is simple. We have a video of us doing it, which will show you exactly
on your
how
YouTube
to,
channel.
And we can send it to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, if you have your boat and it's on your cart, just swing by our store and we'll just get one of the guys to show you how we do it.
So let me ask you this, Ron. The Forerunner comes, generally speaking, with a rack, a roof rack.
Works perfect.
It'll work perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what I do...
It's actually just a method, right, of doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now, you guys can show them
the Outback, the new Outback, has a loader in the back. It's a loading... block.
Tail.
Yeah, and you pop it on to that back handle, the handle that's on the stern of the boat, and that will when you go to lift that nose up, that'll pivot it or keep it from hitting
like
the rudder. You don't scratch the boat. Then you can put that nose of the boat up on top of your car and just slide it up. And what I use is a loading blanket. Go to Harbor Freight.
Yeah.
Get a loading blanket.
Like
a furniture blanket.
Yeah. Furniture blanket.
And throw it on the top. They slide like up, like butter. And then you just cock them to the side. You can go up the side or up the back.
Yeah.
And sometimes they have those funny antennas on the back.
Just use a fast lane strap and you're good to go.
A couple straps and you're gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can show you all that. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
We do it with every client that purchases a boat. We go, you know, you don't need two people to put this up there. And we'll show them how to do it.
Yeah.
And that's key. Once you see it,
I
was just saying that earlier, we had a guy that had an Outback for 20 years and didn't know how easy it was to slide right up.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, great text. Appreciate that. Let's go to the surf guru, Gundy Gunnison. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, Gundy.
Hey, how's it going today?
What's up, buddy?
Great. What's going on the surf?
Solid fishing, water temps up. You know, the water temps have been kind of... hanging in the low 60s. This week we've seen some 67 degree water and that Corbina fishing around in the corner. I'll start up north in Santa Barbara. They have their first Corbina of the season posted up there, caught on a lugworm. The sand crabs are up there. A lot of smaller sand crabs. Some of the guys go into the worm. One gentleman had 5 fish in a session, which is really good for up there off La Conchita. Lookout Park, Summerlin, Salt Marsh, all good areas a little south of Santa Barbara there. Steady fishing on the halibut for those guys, too. Mostly smaller grade fish, 20 to 25 inches, something like that, 18 to 25 inches, but steady. Real good numbers of fish on the beach there. Working down to South Bay, Corbina fishing, picking up Torrance, Hermosa, a softshell crab is hard to beat. The guys say most of the fish in the 2 to 3 pound range with a few better kickers. Smaller perch up there, solid halibut bite, same grade of fish, 18 to 25 inches, something like that. Hard jerkbaits working best. Seal Beach reported very good barred perch fishing and very good halibut fishing up there. We haven't got a report from those guys lately, but they posted on Saturday a 3 pound, 2 ounce barred perch. That's a big giant one. Something like this. Whoops.
Yeah, hang on, Gundy. We're going to take you into the second hour here. So,
all right.
Yeah,
more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Stand by. We got more of this catch report. We're going to continue when we pick up on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
Haida Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable adventure that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.